Let us now listen to the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the Gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, believe in the Gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. So Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and they followed him. He walked along a little further, and he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were mending their nets, so he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired hands, and followed him also. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus began his public ministry by seeding off into the desert for 40 days. 40 days of prayer and fasting. Then he left the desert. He went down to the Jordan River. And while standing in the Jordan River as John the Baptist baptized Jesus, we read that the sky above Jesus was ripped open and the Spirit of God in the form of a dove came down and rested upon Jesus, saying, "This is my beloved Son." And from leaving the Jordan River, Jesus goes to Galilee. And that's where we are with today's Gospel. Today, Mark has recorded for us Jesus' very first sermon. And as you can see, Jesus obviously listened to his Father. I'm sure he received instructions in the desert when the Father says, "Son, when you preach, make sure your ending is always very close to the beginning. You know, don't preach too long." And that's what we get from Jesus. The very first words of his homily, the very first words out of his mouth. This is the time of fulfillment. I'll explain that in a minute. The kingdom of God is at hand. So now it's time to repent and believe in the Gospel. This is the time of fulfillment. What is Jesus saying? Well, if you were a Jew and you were in that congregation when Jesus preached his first homily, you know exactly what he's talking about. The time of fulfillment was the hope of Israel from the very beginning, that Abraham had brought them together as God's people. It was at that time they began to pray that God would come down from his place in his heaven. Remember, in the ancient Near East, there was three worlds, three separate worlds. There was the world where God lived way up there. There was the middle world where people, human beings lived. And there was the world way down there, Sheol, hell, whatever you want to call it. And that's where the fallen people went. So the right here of fulfillment that is God, their prayers have been answered. God is now pour open the sky. We saw that in the Jordan River. That was that symbolism. Now their prayers were answered. The time of fulfillment is here. God's kingdom will reign with God's people. It's a fulfillment of hope and peace, eternity, eternal life. This is what Jesus preached to his people. I'm sure it was quite shocking, but yet filled them all with hope. What Jesus is saying in his very first homily is, as I say to you this morning, this is the time of fulfillment. My brothers and sisters, open up your eyes. See what now is before you. You've been asking for God to make things right in this world. And I've decided to do more than just make it right. I'm going to recreate it anew in my Son Jesus. He is the kingdom of God and is now in your midst. And you are now all finally being invited to become members of this kingdom. So now is the time to repent. Stay in the light of God. Cast all your sins back into the dark shadows. Believe in the gospel. The word of God. The word made flesh now is among you. This word is your roadmap. It's your instructions to the kingdom. It's as simple as that. It's a powerful message. Probably the best homily that could ever be preached. And the best part about it is it was very short, not just two sentences. I should take a lesson from Jesus, huh? But Jesus is talking to us also, huh? We are his disciples. You know, it was right after he preached this homily, went down into the sea coast of Galilee, he started to call his disciples. As Jesus has called all of us. We sit here this morning, we come and we gather in prayer because we believe that the kingdom of God is in our midst. As his disciples, we believe, we repent, we follow the gospel. So we've embraced Jesus' first homily, but now, like the apostles, we too have been commissioned to make this good news, to preach it to all our brothers and sisters, that God is now with us, he invites all of us into eternity, for now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.